Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
So Norm, let me ask you, what are some great elements, you know, of a press release? Like, what should a press release convey? What should be included? You know, best practices type thing.
Sure. Let me show you this graph first, though. This is not the same product. All we did is we linked over to his, this is the same brand, his other knife. We didn't promote it. We linked to it, and look what happened. It went up in rank as well. So this is a listing that did zero rebates, no rebates. It was just cross promoted with a couple of press releases that we did over this time period here. So I think that's really interesting that you can see two knives, one promoted, one just cross promoted, and it went up in rank. So I can stop this here. So best elements in a press release. The very first thing is the title. Okay, so you want to make sure that you get two keyword phrases in the title. The more keyword phrases, you don't want to keyword stuff. You still want to make sure that it sounds okay. But ideally it would be keyword phrase. And then if you could, geo-target. If you've got people that are in an area that, like, you could pull down Managed by Stats or, you know, whatever program you're using, see who's buying the product, and you can target in that specific area. One press release, I could pretty much guarantee with a good title, will get 100 number one ranked keyword positions in 24 to 48 hours in that area. So it's got to be a lower metro area. Like, it can't be over 350,000, but if it's under 350,000, you could pretty much nail it. And you would be the knife king of, you know, the suburbs. You know, it's just too tough to do it in New York City, but all the suburbs, you can kill it. And you can find out where these are through, like, Managed by Stats or companies like that. So if you're not doing the geo-targeting, then what you can do is just make sure that the benefit or research or something is in the title. But keep that in mind, no sales pitch. It's got to be newsworthy. Also, 100%, you cannot put, it's not third person. You can when it's a quote. So if it's, you know, the CEO of XYZ, and you can quote states, he says or she says, but other than that, you can't do that. It'll be rejected. One of the biggest things I like to say is that if you get a rejection from a press release company, don't get insulted. So there's two layers. You've got the editors that, you know, will take a look and respond back to you. Hey, you can do better in your title. Hey, you're talking in third person. Oh, this is sales promo. Some people get really ticked off and they want it published. Well, we can publish it, but then it goes out to the distribution network. And once it leaves us, we can make as many revisions as you want. But if there's 11 revisions and you say, oh, I'm tired of this, publish it, then you lose your money. Because if the distribution network, ABC, NBC, Washington Post, Boston Globe, or Boston Herald, if there's grammar, like if it's grammatically wrong and they reject it, you lose your money. So if we catch it, you don't lose your money. So that's something to keep in mind. The other thing is that you want to have a good summary. Summary is not a page long. A summary is one paragraph, probably 150 characters. You do want to have anywhere from 0 to 3 links that can either link back to your Amazon product. You're either a cross promotion or a variation, and then either a blog or another authority site. So I say zero because sometimes it's just good to run no links, zero links. Just make it run clean. If you're doing a launch and you've got 4 to 8 different press releases, do 1 or 2 with no links. So that's key. The contact information, this is the one that amazes me, that people will send out a press release, give a false name and false contact information. This happens all the time. Like, how do you contact the person, you know? So they don't give the right phone number. They don't give the right email because they're afraid of being contacted because they're not a brand. Well, people, how do they get a hold of you? So, and the other thing this is good for is Google citation. So if you've got your actual, you know, if it's an address or if it's wherever you're located, it acts as a citation. So Google will pick it up. So that's important. But contact information is key. You've got your social media. A lot of these companies now will do social media press releases, which you can either share it through social media or have your social media icons on it. You can embed YouTube videos in a lot of press releases now. And you put the about us. So the about us is different from the summary. The summary is about the press release. The about us is about the company, but not history. They won't accept it if it's history. So those are just a couple of tips that I can talk to you about. But one of the keys here, when you give your website, do not have a sales pop-up on your website that'll come up. One thing is Google might ban your domain. Your domain, like, it'll ban it. So if you get onto Google News and you all of a sudden have this pop-up that comes up in the press release, Google doesn't like that at all. I haven't seen it happen, but we've been told that this could happen. So no pop-ups. It cannot be salesy, especially if you think of, you know, the network that is going on. So those are the tips I think I can give that are, you know. And also, I guess if you're doing a video, you want to make sure that you provide a separate script for a video. It's just a different script than, you know, the written compared to the verbal or to the video.
Yeah. So one thing that I picked up off of that, those are all great, great tips. But one thing that I found interesting, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, one of the reasons why you'd want to do a press release with no link, everybody would probably thought when they heard you say that you're crazy. You know, why do a press release if you can't link to anything? But I think the reasoning, correct me, like I said, if I'm wrong, is you want people then to, after they read the press release, go, wow, that product's cool. And then they go to Google and search for Norm's famous wax-free beard oil, and then, you know, their Amazon listing comes up or their Shopify or whatever. So you're actually still getting a lot of value from that, because what people don't realize is Google in 2019 is using brand searches as one of the strongest signals for ranking websites, and that could be true as well for your Amazon listing. So if somebody goes and starts searching, you know, Google or Bing or wherever for your brand name, you're going to actually get some really good link juice from that.
Right. That's right. And one other way of using this, and a lot of people don't think of press releases this way. Let's say you have a sales funnel and you want to be the authority. And that's what you want to show. You want to show that you're the authority, that people can trust you. Well, if you drive people over to a sales funnel and you can show that it's probably at the top. So if you've got the intro video as the press release, and then you have, you know, a paragraph of the reasons, you know, it could be whatever, it's just a description. And then you have a training video down here from YouTube. That's a perfect package that, oh, authority, they listen to it for a second. Oh, this got to be good. They see the training, they see the sales pitch, and then there's the order form. So we've been using it that way as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So you sort of touched on this a little bit, but if you could go maybe you know, a little more into this, like, say, you know, somebody's you know, fairly new on Amazon, and you know, maybe they're launching their first product, maybe their second product, you know, they're fairly new.
but they've yet to gain traction. They're really, really trying hard to gain traction. What kind of press release should they do, and how often should they do it?
Okay. So there's so many people that do it wrong, and what happens is price. So they go out there and they find a cheap or free press release service, and it's like junk links. You get nothing. A matter of fact, it'll probably hurt your listing than, you know, beef it up. So don't be afraid to pay money. And remember that this is a very, very inexpensive way to do national exposure. So just to keep that in mind, you know, $100, if the cost, you're going to be looking at around $100 up to some places are $300-$400, depending on what what you want. And then if there's a video, it could be anywhere from $300 to $1,000. But anyways, they're all in between. You can go and check those out. One of the things that you want to do is you first want to take a look at the distribution report, and you want to make sure that there's quality distribution. So if you've got a company that's $100 to $200, let's say, you're probably going to see a pretty good distribution report. Then the next step is, how can they get more exposure? So the first video the first press release that I'll do, I'm going to try to get the most exposure possible. Typically, a press release company will give you their standard. Okay, that's 500 websites, and it could reach, 100 million people. Well, if you go and you get, like with us, and different companies have different premium packages, but with us, it's Yahoo Finance, which will reach another 1,400 sites, Reuters, which will reach another 30 million people. And then we could add the journalist side, which is Harrow's, which is 55,000 journalists. So all of those add up. You could spend, depending on the company, anywhere from $125 to $300 for those three services. But it gives you exposure, and you only do it once. So you hit it hard once, pre-launch. Then my recommendation, depending on the search volume, so mid-search volume, Tuesdays and Thursdays are the best days to publish, but you do multiple press releases. The one can be about the launch. You don't want to repeat it. You don't want to, oh, we got a launch. Oh, Amazon has a launch. Oh, so-and-so brand has a launch. Don't repeat yourself. There's a lot of different things that you could do to come up with, and typically it's features, benefits, research, white papers, and just look at what the bloggers are writing about. Look at what's trending. So you can take that information and use that for those press releases. So it's important that you do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday to get a little bit more juice. That tied in with rebates is what I would do. If you're looking just to have some authority before the launch, I would still do that boosted press release. And at least when somebody's looking for you, within 24 hours, they're going to be able to see you pretty much anywhere if they type in certain keywords. Like I did the Bully Sticks one, and I got Bully Sticks launched, Beef Tendons launched. There was 179 phrases on page one, 131 number one positions. Now, a lot of them were just long tail keywords, but there was a lot that were really great. And now, depending on the competitions, we got knocked down really quickly. But that's why I do, 20 press releases in a month to knock out my competitors.
Yeah, that's what's interesting there is what a lot of people don't realize. And this is true for PPC or for SEO or for anything, is a lot of times, even though a lot of these long tail words might not have the volume, they have much stronger intent, So if somebody's searching for a water bottle, they're not really privy to anything specific, any specific feature. There's a little bit of intent there, but it's not really specific. If they search spill-proof dual insulated water bottle and your water bottle shows up, they're much, much more likely to go ahead and purchase that product. So the conversion rates on those long tail keywords are going to be a lot higher, even though the volume might be lower. So that's what a lot of people don't realize. If you rank for 50 long tail keywords, and in comparison to maybe, three of the main keywords, you still might come out ahead in the long term when it comes to sales and conversion, because nobody else is really targeting those long tail keywords, and the intent to buy there is a lot higher.
Yeah. And here's a little piece of information that's a real bonus when you do this. So that knife company today, I saw their weekly report. Today, without going out and doing any super URLs for Echo, we've got 53 Amazon Choice Awards. All press release related. That's the only way that we can figure out how we got everything, like how we got 53 Choice Awards.
Yeah, that's pretty epic. Yeah, it's the offsite traffic. I mean, no matter where it's coming from, that's really, you know, it seems like in 2019, that's kind of the secret sauce that a lot of sellers are not utilizing. So yeah, hopefully people start taking notice on some of these alternative ways to market and get the word out. I think that, you know, if you start utilizing things that other sellers aren't using, you know, by the time they hear about it working, you're going to be that much better off and you'll be on to the next, you know, tactic that's going to really, really help you. You know, normally the best way to do it is to stack those tactics. You know, it seems like when you stack, that's when you're really going to get the best results. So Norm, just a couple of things to wrap up. I know you're doing the PR reach is kind of your main focus right now, but what else are you doing in terms of Amazon? Are you still selling on Amazon? And if so, like, do you have any tips or anything you can share with, you know, maybe somebody starting out or somebody who's stuck that is really going to help them?
Yeah. Well, just what we talked about at the very beginning, first of all, persistence and be resilient, because there's going to be days that you wake up and you will get that Amazon notice that either suppressed, suspended, but don't freak out. You know, just make sure that what you need to do. This is what I found with Amazon. You have to have a risk assessment. So you go through and you think, what's the worst thing that could happen, and work it backwards. So they suspend the account. What do you do? So do you already have a plan of action? Because they're going to ask you for a plan of action. So get one ready. You know, look in some of these forums and see if you can get one. But, you know, don't think the world's going to end when this happens. You'll bounce back. We've had, and go back to 2017, November 2017, incentivized reviews. The sky was falling. You know, everybody was running around and, we survived it and actually thrived afterwards, you know. And don't do black hat crap, you know. And don't, the one thing that I hate seeing is people ramming their competitors. Oh, so the competitor, you know, did a smear campaign. Maybe your product just sucked, you know. You don't know. But don't think it's always the competitor and then go back and do something against them. Try to be, you know, ethical business people. And that's, I think, is so important.
Yeah, that's great advice. I had the funny story really quick is, you know, when people were doing the incentivized reviews before, in the early days, I was like, no, I'm not touching that, you know? And then it evolved and it was like, everybody was doing it. And it was one of those things where you had to, in order to compete. And me being with my software background, you know, that's when I spun up my review club and my SaaS business, where it's a funny story. I was sitting on the porch, very similar to the view that you have there at my dad's house in Hawaii. When I saw that terms of service go out, I go, oh, well, there's a six-figure software business that just went to zero in one day. You know, like that was a rough day. But I absolutely agree with you that, you know, the black hat stuff will work in the short term. But until you learn really how to run your business, how to market, you know, the right way, how to do things the right way. So many people spend so much time worrying about their competition. It's a time suck. You're much better off to spend that time, you know, creating your new EBC content or writing a press release or, you know, doing things that are going to be proactive and help your business rather than worrying about somebody else's business. I think that's a great point. And I think that a lot of people fall into that trap. Not only that, but, you know, I'm a big believer in karma. And I think that, you know, if you do things right, and you're persistent, like you said, that in the end, it's going to work out. So Norman, a couple, other things we like to ask that's kind of, you know, off the cuff is, any favorite books, podcasts, like motivational materials, anything that's kind of, you know, any books or anything that's kind of like shaped your entrepreneurial life, your personal life, your, you know, how you approach things, you know, anything in that realm that you want to share?
Oh, this is going back old school, but yeah, In Search of Excellence was a great book. Any of Stephen Covey's books were great. One of the biggest influences I've had, I think, was Michael Gerber's E-Myth at the time. Now it's E-Myth Revisited. And if you haven't read that one, put that on your list. That is a game changer. When you show, it shows how to get out of the sales roller coaster of not training somebody properly, firing them, taking everything back, not training the person, saying that they can't run the company. You're the only one. Well, it shows you how to train people. It shows you how to put SOPs together and how to automate and scale your business. So that's a biggie. Podcast wise, I like Bradley Sutton's podcast. I listen to that all the time, you know, just about what's it called? It was AMPM. Now it's Seller.
It's Serious Sellers.
Serious Sellers. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listen to that religiously. I'm always learning. So I tell people not to do this, but I just got to absorb, like I'm a sponge with, you know, Ben Cummings stuff, Ezra Firestone. I mean, if there's something out there about Amazon or e-commerce or social media, I got to know it. And I will pay people to listen and give me a Reader's Digest version. So, you know, it's just something actually, the way that we do it in our company is that if the person thinks that it's worth putting into the company, into their SOPs, they'll listen to it. I'll take a look at it and then we'll implement. And so we'll build an SOP. We've got 400 SOPs in our company. So
that's fantastic. And I really appreciate the, you know, Amy and I are really big into, you know, since we're spinning up businesses, growing businesses, things like that, you know, staff and systems and all that is like a big focus for us right now. And I haven't heard of either one of those, either one of the books that you mentioned. So I'm going to have to dig in and see if I can find that on my Audible or in, what is it, Scribe, that Amy just turned me on to. Go check those out. Yeah, that's interesting. I've never heard of that. So you have people that listen, like some VAs that listen to like a specific podcast and then kind of give you the cliff notes on it?
Yeah, that's it. We get the cliff notes and then, you know, we can see, because a lot of times when you're listening, you've got 45 minutes of, okay, oh yeah, okay. Then there's that gold nugget. That's what I want, that gold nugget. You know, if we can do that. And one of the other things too is we tell everybody, well, anybody that wants to listen, but don't work on your weaknesses. You know, get people. You don't have to hire somebody full time, but if somebody's a copywriter, hire them. If you're not, if you are terrible in accounting, get a bookkeeper. Like, just outsource anything and everything that's not your strength. And it'll take so much pressure off of your life that you can get things done and build your business.
Yeah, that's great advice. Hey, Norm, thank you so, so much for joining us today. I really, really appreciate it. And it's great to hear I always like to hear different strategies when it comes to launching, ranking, all those kinds of things. And I definitely haven't really dug into press releases thus far. I did some in the past for my software businesses, never really, utilized them for the Amazon business. So that's something definitely I want to look into. So I really, really appreciate that. Let people know where they can get a hold of you, website, email, Facebook, anything like that, that you want to share where people can reach out. And
absolutely. So the company's called PR Reach. A lot of people misspell preach, but it's prreach.com. And they can reach me at norm@prreach.com. And check out our Facebook. We've just rebranded everything. So love to hear the feedback, what people think of the site, as well as our Facebook page.
Awesome, Norm. Thanks again. And as usual, everybody, we really, really appreciate if you subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review. If you have time, a quick rating, we really, really appreciate that. Amy and I were sitting around since we're in person, I'm always looking at the podcast charts. It's like my new obsession. And showing her how, we're doing really, really well, even beating some of the well-established podcasts that have been out for years and years and years. So thank you so much, guys. We really, really appreciate that. Thanks in advance. Thanks again, Norm. And we'll see everybody next time, 1 p.m. Pacific every Tuesday if you want to join us live. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having Norm. Me. Oh, thank you.
It was great having you. We learned a lot.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.